Okay, we went through things left from kosher matter, and then we'll try to move on to the next malachas. So the Rambam has a quote, an interesting application of malachas kosher. The Rambam talks about a person who makes a rope, takes all the threads and all the strings and ropes them together, pesel psilim, gadol gadilim, whatever the word is. So the Rambam writes that would be a violation in the Torah of kosher, even though there's no knot per se, but you're taking all these strands and connecting them together, so that's considered to be part of the malacha of kosher. And then by extension, one unravels such a thing would be in violation of the malacha of matir. So there is a chiddush that appears in the Sefer Shmur Shabbos Gachosa as a possible modern-day application that most of us are not in the rope-making business. So Shmur Shabbos quotes the question about the twisty ties. So in my days, it's called freezer ties. I think you know what I'm talking about. Twisty ties, a little twist they put on a plastic bag in the old days. Most people don't even have them anymore. But in the old days, before they had the Ziploc bags, so you would put those freezer ties on. So Shmur Shabbos quotes a shayla. Maybe that's considered to be a making a rope, because you're taking this piece of twine of metal and you're just twining it on itself over a few times over. So maybe that would be a potential shayla. So one could argue with that moshel legamrei. One could say that, come on, this is a kamecha mizuch b'mayra. The guy was making a rope and the guy was twisting a little frieza tie. It doesn't give off that impression of the halacha. Even the Rambam himself is not so partial. The Shavuah points out that there are some Rishonim who don't seem to accept this Rambam altogether. Some Rishonim will learn a different shot in the Gemara that there is no such thing called godel gedilim altogether, but the Rambam l'maisa quotes it. So yesh v'yesh, some of machmen, some of mekel on this. Some of the bakeries, I don't know, they still do, but some of the bakeries used to wrap the challahs in these twisted tie things. So I remember we used to always have this issue in the house, and whenever the challahs weren't open from before Shabbos, so I would sit there Friday night and trying to push the plastic, to whittle the plastic through the tie without unraveling the tie, and inevitably another member of my family who didn't hold it there, my mom would have probably just twisted open and opened up. So yesh v'yesh. I wouldn't scream myself for Chil Shabbos for that. The Shabbos doesn't like it. There is a very important conceptual question when it comes to the Malach of Matir, which is really going to segue into our next series of Malachas. So that's a question that Taisus presents in the beginning of Kol Gadol, and the Rosh presents in the beginning of Kol Gadol. And that's the fact that there are many Malachas that we find that the Malacha is only violated if it's done amanas to do the opposite of that Malacha. They're those paired off Malachas. Like we're about to hopefully embark upon the Malachas of Kareya and Teufer. So the Mishnah says, Yoni Chai for Kareya, it's Amanas Livpor, which is going to be a loaded question, what even that word means, what that phrase means. Or you have, let's say, Soso Amanas Livnos, you have Mech Amanas Lichtaif. So you have a lot of Malachas that your intent to what you're doing is critical to the very essence of the Malach itself, and the intent is measured by your plan on doing the opposite of the Malacha. So when it comes to Matir and Kosher, in the Mishnah itself, there's no mention of that. It doesn't say in the Mishnah, matir, untying a knot, it's only chayv if it's amanas to retie it again. It doesn't say that. So Taisus quotes from the read, they're not sure what's it in. So the fact that it doesn't say that in the Mishnah, even though it says it by other malachas in the Mishnah, that would be indicative that there isn't such a halacha of amanas likshar. And the Rosh writes, no, the Rosh writes, not every single case is mentioned in the Mishnah. Maybe there's another malacha pairs that don't appear in the Mishnah. So the Rosh writes that he thinks the din is that you're really only chayv in a Torah if you're matir, amanas likshar. And how does the Rosh know? And how did Chazal figure that out? According to the Rosh, the Chazal figured it out. According to Taisus, they didn't necessarily figure it out. According to the Rosh, the Chazal figured it out. How did they figure it out? So the Rosh writes, well, it goes back to the old model. The old model is Mishkan. So every malacha has to be measured in terms of how close, how dumi to Mishkan does it have to be. So says the Rosh, since we know that the malachas of matir were done in the Mishkan for the purposes of retie, it's a whole sugya in the Gemara, where exactly they did the malachas of kosher and matir, it's not even so clear altogether. But whatever they did matir for in the Mishkan, it was matir amanas likshor. So says the Rosh, just as the Mishkan was amanas likshor, so to the Dairis, Yoni Chayv if it's amanas likshor. So that's already a loaded statement, because I think we've pointed this out before in Hilchos Shabbos. Whenever you invoke the model of Mishkan, you have to be very, very weary, because clearly there are some parts of the model of Mishkan that are applicable, and there are other parts that are tangential, that are not relevant. No one's going to say that you only chayv Hilchos Shabbos if your name starts with a base, because it has to be like Bezalel. If your name is Baruch, then you chayv. If your name is Gedaliah, if it's Gimel, then you're not chayv. So certain things are silly. You only chayv from Lech HaShabbos if it's you live in a desert. If you're in the cold, then you're not chayv. So that's nonsense. So you have to figure out which parts of Melech HaMishkan are important, which are not important. So the Rosh thought that this Amanas is very, very important. And Tosis suggests that maybe it's not so important. We don't find Chazal didn't seem to say it's so important. So who are we to make up that it's considered to be so important? So that's a little bit of a lack of clarity in the Mishnah itself. halacha, it doesn't make that much of a difference, because even those malachas that require amanas, that means on a level of deraisa that require amanas, on a level of the rabban, the rasu anyway, karei is also mid rabban even shalomanas that for meichik is also mid rabban even shalomanas lichtoiv. So it's not going to make a difference unless you're giving a skilo, you're bringing kavod chatases. So it's not going to make that much of a difference practically for us. I mean, it's important to know it's deraisa the rabban. That is an important cheshbon in halacha. So it's not 100% clear. Most of the rishonim I think don't say like the rush. Most of the rishonim assume that if the mission doesn't say it, we have no right to make up on our own that it's dumi the mishkan. But a kopparim, this is really going to lead us into the next series of malachas, because that relationship of amanas that does appear by karei and toifer, that's a mishnah. So according to the Rosh, that seems to be rooted in Mishkan. Whenever the Chazal do speak about, like they do speak about explicitly by Karei and Toifer, that seems like a Mishkan Tikadin. And we're going to see as we go along that even that's not so partial altogether. So let's begin the next two malachas, and we're going to really discuss them really together, because there's so much of an interplay between the two, between what you're not allowed to be Karei and not allowed to be Toifer, and vice versa. So the very, very first question that's critical about defining the malach of tefira, and then once you've established that tefira was violated, that undoing it would be, ripping it apart would be kareya, would be ripping. The first question you have to ask yourself is, what role does kayama play in the malachas of kareya / tefira? Now, we already saw in the malachas of kesher and matir that kayama plays a huge role. And if it's not a kesher kayama, then it's not going to be deraisa. Now, we weren't 100% sure. We showed that the big machlokes is kayama the only factor. So that was a machlokes riff in the Rambam against Rashi from last week. But everybody agrees that kayama is critical. If it's a kesher kayama, there's not going to be deraisa. So does that principle carry over to tofer and kareya? So again, this is part of like the old story. We're not sure which principles do carry over, which principles don't carry over. We have to look inside the Gemara, try to see from Chazal which principles do carry over. So there is a one-liner in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos where the Gemara asks a question about the Malach of Teifer. The Mishnah says that the Shia of Teifer is based Tefiris. In order to be chayef a malacha Shabbos, so it's not enough just to do a ma'isa malacha. You have to do a ma'isa malacha with the shear. Now, each malacha has its own shear. It's a kaysef, the shear is beis aisyas. A bishul, the shear is gregarious. Hotzah, so the Gemara says, there's a whole perek on Shabbos about how much you have to carry, depending on what you're carrying for. If you're carrying food, the shear is a gregarious. If you're carrying for animals, a different shear. If you're carrying for wood, it's another shear. So each malacha has its own shear to it. So the Mishnah tells us that the shear of teifer is teifer based tefiris. So basically, you take your needle and thread, and you go one time, you see how many times I've sewn in my life, you go one time through, and then nochamol time through, and shine yechayev. So the Gemara asked the Kashiv, halo kaima, Gemara says, it's not going to stay. It's not going to remain. It's going to fall apart. That's the Gemara's Kashiv. So before we get to the Gemara's Teretz, what do you see from the Kashiv of the Gemara? So our knee-jerk reaction to that is that you see you need it, tefir shuk meyama. If it's not tefir shuk meyama, that's not a malacha. So the answer is, you don't see anything from that line of the Gemara. Why? Because the principle of Kayama that we've been talking about by Kesher was not talking about a Kesher that's going to unravel by itself. Remember we said, if I tie a knot and I'm having in mind to untie the next few hours, and that's what the Olam does, people untie their sneakers, they untie their ties, they untie the fill in the contraband, whatever you think people untie, even though it's not going to unravel by itself, my shoe is not going to fall apart by itself, my tefillin is not going to fall apart by themselves, but anytime you have something that's Dasa Adam, again, either you follow this individual Adam or you follow Dakar Shalom, that's part of 2 weeks ago Shir. But Enosho Kayamin, Malachas Kayshir, is defined by what a person will ultimately unravel. That's also called Enosho Kayamin. Here, the Gemara is talking about the Tefira is going to untie by itself. It's going to unravel by itself. A Halo Kayam, if I just go through two times, it's going to literally fall apart. It's going to fall apart on its own, not because someone's going to take it apart. Just natural course of things is going to fall apart. So that for sure is not a malacha by Teufel. That's not a shayla. What we want to know is, does that second halacha of Kayama that's expressed by Chazal in the malacha of Kesher, does that apply by Teufel? Let's say, for example, I'm Teufel an entire garment. Teufel 55 stitches. It's never going to fall apart. But I have in mind that a normal, most people take these stitching apart in the next hour. So is that called a malach of Teifa deraisa or not? You can't bring a raya from this Gemara. This Gemara is talking about when the Enosh HaKayama is Mamela. I want to know what the din is when the Enosh HaKayama is going to be Tal B'dasa Adam. So let's have to read the rest of the Gemara. So Gemara is Tekasha, Halo Kaima. So what's the answer to that Kasha? The Gemara says, no, that after you made the two stitches, you then tied those threads together. So Mamela, the stitches are not going to fall apart. So Baruch Hashem, we found an answer. Kimta, that you are kosher. At Kan Divigma. The entire sugya is less than one line in the Gemara. The Gemara's kasher was Bahalo Kaima, and for the Gemara, Pisha Tafran. So comes the Ritva on that sugya, and he asks, wait a second, the Gemara is guilty of overkill. What the Gemara just told us is that any and every case of Tova based fear, that's the Shia. Kach Nemar Alocha, Shteit in the Mishnah, that's the Shia Pashas, Alocha Mosh Mesida, that's the Shia of Tvira, of Tova based Tviras. So ask the Ritva, if you're going to tell me that every Tova based Tviras is assuming that you're tying a knot at the end, because otherwise the Tviras are going to unravel, so then every Tova is also Chayav Mishum Kaisha. So that's funny. Like, where do we find the Lamatas Malachas? Every time you're over Bishul, you're over Tzad. Every time you're over Kosev, you're over Bonap. So we don't find such a thing. Each of the Lamatas Malachas stands on its own 2 feet. So ask the Ritva, if the Gemara is forcing us into the corner and saying that Hacham Askinan Bisha Koshran, so the Gemara is saying something very, very bizarre. That the only way to violate Toifer, at least the base Tefiris part, is to also, by definition, be over Kosher. Very, very strange idea. So some of Sherem say, yeah, strange. There are a lot of strange things in the world. That's put on the list of strange things in the world. And other Rishim say, no, that kasha is better than the parents. I mean, you can't have such a thing. It's like tochei, there should be. The Rebbe Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu lametes malachas. And by the way, malach of Teifer never really happens unless you chayef twice. So I'm about the idea. So it must be, when the Gemara says, hachem ha'eskidu b'sha koshran, the Gemara had something else in mind. So the Ritva starts scrambling and looking around. Maybe what the Gemara means is, you tied a knot that will physically keep the tefiras together, but that knot's going to fall short in terms of being chayav mishum kosher. That's the goal the Ritva has. Let's look high and low for a kesher that will do the trick physically, so it will prevent it from being mahalo kaima. On the other hand, that knot will not be a sufficient knot to make you chayav for the amalach of kosher. Give me such a knot. Name that knot. Give me such a zah kesher. So the Ritva starts scrousing around. Other shomim start scrousing around. So some mishnayim say that maybe you didn't really tie a knot, the mamash a knot, a knot, a knot. All it means is you mushed around the strings a lot, you made a big mishkababble, and that's going to hold the tefiras in place. It wasn't a kasher. So why did the Gemara say kasher? It didn't really mean kasher. It didn't mean the halachic kasher. It meant you kept it, quote-unquote, tied together sufficiently that it won't unravel. But a real kasher you didn't do, because if you did a real kasher, then the kasher is better than the teretz. That's what some Hashem say. So comes the Ritva and quotes another possible answer. Comes in front and says, no, you did a kesher. You did a real bona fide knot, a double knot, the real McCoy, the af al pichein, we're not going to slap you for kesher. Why is that? Because you had in mind to do what Rabbi say? To untie the knot. The kind of knot that you made was an untieable kind of a knot. It's a knot that you're planning on untying. It's a knot that the oilam unties. It's a kesher she'eno shel kayama. And that's why you're not chayav kosher. If that's true, what did the Ritva just reveal to us? A tremendous secret. That is the tzura, that is the scenario that you're not chayav kosher, which happens to also be the scenario that you are chayav for what? For teifer. That is the teifer of a Torah. That is teifer based tefiras at cost of a Mishnah. Even though you're planning on undoing it. What do you see from here? You see from this teretz of the Ritva that the klal of kayama was never said by Malachas Tefira. It was b'chol never said. That the whole yisoid from kayama, that whole razzle dazzle shekel Torah of kayama, was a din prati by kosher. It was never said by Tefira. That's quite a chiddush. And from the fact that none of the other Rishonim gave that teretz, the Ritva himself gave multiple other teretzim. Why didn't the other Rishonim give that teretz? Because the Chor they held that teretz is guilty of overkill. Because if Hochem Ha'eskidu the Yokimta is that you're planning on doing the kasher, so then for the same reason that you're not chayav kasher, you ain't going to be chayav for tofer either. Because tofer is also subject to the rules of kayama. So the Chor, the way you address that kasher of the Ritva, that those five words, it's half a line in the Gemara in Shabbos, the way you address that question, that Hochem Ha'eskidu b'shakashran, if you're going to go down that mechudish to teretz of the Ritva, that hachal ma'eskin, and you made a kesher that's ena shechayama, that's going to push you into a corner in the malach of tefira. If you don't go down that route, then you're free to say that the heter applies to tefira as well. So this is b'feirish shemach leksa rishon. Mordechai, in the fourth Berachah Shabbos, called Befeish Machlag Zivishayim, about what's the din, Halacha Ma'is, about Malachas Toifer, is Malachas Toifer, and then by extension, Malachas Kareya, because you're only Chayav and Toifer, you're only Chayav and Kareya, and something that is Tafur. So if you defy a Dover Tafur, meaning Tafur La'olam Vayed, as a Tefir Shokoyama, then you will only violate Kareya on such a thing. If you define Tefir as being even things that are temporarily in place, then you could potentially violate Kareya on ripping apart temporary stitches. So how does this speak to us, L'maisa? So the Ramam quotes both of these opinions in Siman Shin Yadayah. The Ramam quotes both opinions, and the Ramam says that we shouldn't tell the Amaratzim this. We shouldn't put fire saving the sukkah. So that's a good, that's a feather in everybody's cap here. I assume everyone says, great, the Minchacham, otherwise I would have to stop the Shin. Now the Ramam goes, you're not supposed to tell the Amaratzim. Everyone's Baruch Hashem, the Minchacham here. So the Rabbah says you shouldn't be Mefarsim in this kula. What do you see from the Ramah? That in his heart and soul, the Ramah held it's really mutter. He held that the Ikra Din is like the other days in the Ritual, like one day in the morning. The Ikra Din is that Tfir Sheshagam is Tacha mutter, but it's not a good thing to tell people because then people are going to start sewing clothing on Shabbos. I tell you stories. The seamstress is going to go back to work. The tailor is going to go back to work. No, Tony, I'm only sewing this up for a few hours. Wink, wink. After Shabbos, we'll take the stitches out. It's just a bad idea, and therefore the Ramah thought, Ein Lefarsim Lemazem for the Amarits. But Me'ik, it's probably okay, it's probably right. So come some poskim and say, since the Rabbah probably was machwil l'kula, and he was just worried about these, like, you know, zilzul Shabbos kind of things, maybe this could become important for us in the following. Most of our tefirahs, most of the shahs in tefirah today don't even involve real stitching. Most of our tefirah shahs and most of our kareh shahs involve what the Rambam considers to be a tolda of malachas toifer. Says the Rambam, what is the etzem of malachas toifer? The etzem of malacha is you take two pieces of garment and you use a thread, use a string, whatever, and you take this thread to combine together two separate pieces. Says the Rambam, that's the av malacha. That's the way malacha is practiced in the Mishkan. What if I take two items, they happen not even to be fabric, and I take a dover hamachaber, it happens not even to be a thread, and I use a dover hamachaber to be mechaber two distinct things? Says the Rambam, so it's not the av malacha, but it's close enough to the tolda. The Rambam has a whole discussion, as to what's considered. How do you define precisely what's called an av, what's called a toida? It's very, very tricky. But this should at least chashen a toida. It's going to be less than a toida. So the Rambam says, for this reason, medabik niyaros is chayev mishum toifer, and mafrid ben advekes ben niyaros advukim is considered to be a malacha of kereya. So the Rambam says, there's no garment, there's no thread, but the piece of paper, and there's glue. So the glue is the halacha equivalent of the thread, and the paper is the halacha equivalent of the piece of garment. And therefore, if you stick them together, that's considered to be malacha deraisef toifer. If you rip them apart, that's a potential malacha of kareh. Again, I'm not slid for, not slid for. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. So that's the Rambam's mashal. Shulchan Aruch quotes that. Right? That's the fair Shulchan Aruch. Nobody argues with the Rambam. The other Shulchan don't talk about it. It's move on me'elav. The Rambam's right. So medabek niyaros is a shaila. It's not a shaila, it's also. So come the contemporary poskim and start to pilpul with medabik niyaros as it plays out bismanazeh. We have a lot of medabik niyaros bismanazeh. It's called all adhesive strips or potential medabik niyaros. Bandage, open up a band-aid. You take off the adhesive strip. So you just separate it between two things that were stuck together. Or you open up a diaper. Different diapers, different ways. In the old days, all the diapers had the adhesive strips. But most of the diapers today have Velcro, but some of them still have the strips on them. So let's say you open up the strips of a diaper. So wait a second, what did you just do? You were just kareya. You just separated between the yaros and the vukim biyachad. And then when you put the diaper back together, you were just medabik niyaros. So you can open, close the diaper a few times. You just violated 15 malachas deraisa. So is this considered to be bechlal medabik niyaros? And if it is, will the heter vanish at Yoma be helpful to us here? So one could argue that maybe we have the wrong model here. Maybe this is not even the medabik niyaros that the Rambam is talking about. So I'm not right that the imagery of the Rambam, Medavik Niyaros, and Mafrid ben Niyaros, you get the impression that it's something that has like crazy glue, so some strong, almost glue. You got to tug away, you got to pull away, you got to rip it apart. That's Medavik Niyaros. You got to glue it stuck to one another. That's so hard. It's going to take some sweating to get it separated. That's somehow the imagery you have of the Rambam's Medavik Niyaros. I open up a band-aid. I open up the adhesive strip on a Pampers. I wasn't sweating. I wasn't working too hard. It doesn't sit right. This is almost like the Shmir Shabbos with the twisty ties. You know, you get the impression, you look at the Rambam's description of a guy making a rope, you think of the sailor, he's this big tough guy with a tattoo, you know, guy sitting there, and he's taking strings, and he's twining them, and working them, and tying them. What does this guy share? And the guy's trying to rip apart the rope, he's separating the piece of the rope. That's Matir. The guy sitting Friday night at the Shabbos table singing Yesh Chayim, and he's undoing his, that doesn't sit right. So that's almost like a similar kind of a question. I can't pinpoint the difference. Sweat is generally not the kaveh of whether something's a malacha. You know, you don't sweat when you strike a match also. But somehow, you know, intuitively we feel that this is not the same. But again, my intuition, you know, our Rama intuition, maybe for some things, after Nisus Kila, I'm not sure on the Rama intuition yet. But some posts can write that way, that somehow doesn't sit right, doesn't sound right. So, but let's take the worst case. Let's assume that our modern day adhesive ties and strips and these tabs and stuff is a chashash that a Rambam's with Davik Niyaros. Could Einar Shechayama come to help us? So it depends what your approach is. So if you don't believe in Einar Shechayama, you think Einar Shechayama was a mistake, the whole kula didn't carry over properly, and like the one day in the Ritva, so then obviously Einar Shechayama is not going to have Lamal of Lemayrit over here. But if you really believe that Einar Shechayama is a factor, it's the same factor as Bei Kosher, it can mitigate anything to maybe the Rabbanim, maybe even Mutter Lagamre, things that Einar Shechayama klal klal. Remember we saw that by Kosher, it's Einar Shechayama klal klal, so it's not a Bais Uman, so it's going to be Mamash Mutter Lechetchila. So maybe that same model should carry over to Teifer and by extension to Korea as well. Unless you're nervous about the Ramah. If you think that the Ramah was Matrip but told you not to tell anybody, so then we don't want to tell anybody this. Unless you want to argue that the Ramah was only nervous by real tefiris, by tailors, by seamstresses, you know, things that really look not so Shabbistic. Okay, open up some Pampers. Because you can open a Pamper, there's a gazebo, you're going to come and sew your suit button on. It's not exactly the same thing. So the Ramah was very weary to let a guy take out his needle and thread and start sewing Einar Shechayama. But let a guy open up his Pampers and his Band-Aids. Again, the Ramah didn't open Pampers and open Band-Aids, but if the Ramah would see Pampers and Band-Aids today, I'm not so sure that he would tell you that's a bad idea. So some Acharayim, some later contemporary Pelskin writes such a Lashon, that if it's Mutter, Mikra Din, then it's Mutter Lagami. We don't have to worry about that Ramah. Is it really Mutter Mikra Din? So the Ramah sounds like really, really it is. So now let's see if we can play this out a little bit in terms of our opening. We'll take a diaper. We'll take a pamper. Okay? Free of the good diapers, the good old diapers with the adhesive strips, with the band-aids. So I take the diaper, and I'm about to open up the tab. Is that tab considered to be tougher with the Tefira Shel Kayama right now? Okay, assuming the worst case scenario that this is the Medavik Viyaris. Right now, by Sheo Shom, is that called tougher with the Tefira Shel Kayama? If it is, then by taking it apart, is it Korea Tefira Shel Kayama? So we saw in the Malach of Kosher that there's a certain time limit on Kayama. We weren't sure what it was. Some Rishonim put it at 24 hours, some in 7 days. But everyone agrees that when it's been kosher or tougher for months and years and decades on end, that's Shel Kayama. Anyone want to tell me exactly when this pamper was stuck together? Check the date. It's like checking chadash on your cereal box. We're going to check when the pamper was filled. I can tell you most probably it wasn't within the last 24 hours. It's highly unlikely that the box that you bought was put together in the last 24 hours. It's very unlikely it was done the last week either. So what do you mean? So there was a big machlekes acharedim within the shitas of Einar Shechayama, within whatever Einar Shechayama means, whether it's talking about kosher, taifa, whichever malachas the Einar Shechayama means. How do you define the following? Something that on the clock, on the calendar, has been together for an awfully long time. But when it was put together in that surah, it was not put together necessarily for a long time. It was put together to be opened at moment's notice. At whose notice? Customer's notice. Whenever the person is going to buy it, I have a guy's manufacturing, a guy's making, a guy's tying knots of things, a guy's doing tefiras. And from his vantage point, the minute that it leaves his factory, leaves his shop, it can be opened in a second, so echpatla one way or the other. It's open in a second. But lemaisa, what? Lemaisa, it hasn't been opened in years. It's been sitting in a box in Toys R Us, sitting in my closet for my last baby. So it's been sitting here for the last 5 years. Is that called Kayama? Is that called Einar Shechayama? That's a very, very long shayla. That's a big machlokes acharonim about that. So if one wants to be makel on that shayla, that could salvage all the band-aids, all the diapers. Because when I open up the diaper, I open up that adhesive, I open up the band, I open up that strip, one could argue, right, it's been stuck together for 2 years, but the minute that band-aid was put into the box and sent out, shipped out of the factory. The factory owner said, I couldn't care less. Customer, the first customer to buy that bandit, buy that pamper, has perfect reshus to open it up. It's only the kach to be opened at moment's notice. If you're willing to make like those acharonim, that's also called in a shokayama, so then you're in for business. So then it would be mutter to open up the chatzilah, to open up those adhesive tears. So again, we have a lot of factors flying around. We're not sure we have a problem. We're not sure we have a solution. We're not sure this is really truly bedabik niyaros of the Rambam. At imtum salomer, that's not then great. But imtum salomer, that it is. So then we think in a shokayama will probably solve the problem. 2 days in the Rambam, we're probably willing to be making on that. But we're not so sure we have in a shokayama here. But again, of course, the many gedolei pels can we do. So probably the worst, one of the worst positions of this diaper is that first opening up. Okay, Zolzain, it was opened already. Okay, good. Someone was making like those Zacharim was making good. Fine. Okay, it's open. So now what do I want to do? Now I want to stick it on the baby and stick two tabs together. So now this is not Malachas Karen anymore, this is Malachas what? Malachas Teifer. That is for sure Eino Shokhayama. There's no way, and if that baby's going to be in that diaper for 24 hours, you should learn how to take care of a baby, okay? So that was the nicest thing I could say about you. So that first tefira, again, according to those who think this, that first tefira is a tefira shall eino shel kayama. I didn't say totally mutter, like it's 2 days in Ramah, but it's better than the first was. When the baby's dirty, it has to be taken off, so I undo that strip. I'm being kireya, possibly, a tefira that is eino shel kayama, which is probably okay also. Anyone know what the next step is? So very often what people do is, depending on how dirty the diaper is really dirty, so then you don't want to take this filthy diaper, it's trying to get all over the place. So people like to roll the diaper into a little bally, and then take the two strips and put them against each other, or put them against the diaper itself, and put them in a plastic bag and throw them into the garbage. Wait a second. That last what? That's going to last until this diaper disintegrates for years and years and years. Is that called Kayama Nekashav? Did we speak about the model diskin yet? We didn't mention the model diskins? Famous riot by Kosher? Okay. So I'll leave this for a question for you. Right? Trivia question. I want you to bring me a raya that when I make a knot, or by extension, I do tefillah, because tefillah, all the dinner tefillah is learning out from the sugyas of Kosher. When I make a kesher in a way that it's going to last for an awfully long time, but after a few minutes, I couldn't care less about it. Is that called Kiyama and Eshel Kiyama? Is Kiyama a function, it's almost like the flip side of the factories, is Kiyama a function of all the mice is going to stay together? Was Kiyama a function of how long people really want it to be together? So I do a kasher that's going to last, could be the Yom Kippur, but after 3 minutes, I couldn't care less about this kasher. So I'll give you a hint, it has something to do with Yom Kippur.
That's time issues?
No, nothing to do with me. It's a riot from the Maral Diskin's riot. Yeah, the Maral Diskin had a riot. As the Mishnah says, they would tie the Lashel Zahiris on the Sar Mishalech, then he'd throw them off the cliff. How'd they have a right to tie it?
It's going to get ripped.
What?
It's going to get ripped.
Well, so the Maral Diskin assumed that it's not going to get ripped. He said the goat's going to fall down the cliff, it's going to get killed. And if you go down that cliff, if you decide to go to Lazazel also, you'll notice that the kesher's still there, says the Maral Diskin. And that's okay. You know why? That's Erosh HaKayama. Why? I only want it to be Kayama for the split second that it turns white. Once it's already down the cliff, it's a loch path what happens to it. So some Achronim wanted to quote that Maral Diskin as a rai. You can put the last tabs on the diaper. And others were doichel about Maral Diskin's raya. What's the raya? How do you know that it's going to stay together? Could be nase varin vevarin. I wouldn't recommend to test this, but next time you have a goat and you want to toss it over a cliff, so you roll it over the cliff and see what happens. No, don't try that. Okay, so see whether the kesher falls apart or not.